Do you like jigsaw puzzles? You spend all that time putting the pieces together and you wind up with a beautiful picture? Well, not always. Example, it has been learned that in many cities and even entire states, the delivery rates of the U.S. Postal Service have been severely slow. That's even after the Postmaster General promised that efforts would be increased to maintain efficient mail delivery with special focus, obviously, on mail-in ballots. One example I found, and this is from the Postal Service's own statistics. Central Pennsylvania is now seeing a higher percentage of junk mail being delivered within 5 days versus first-class mail, which includes the mail-in ballots. The U.S. Postal Service has responded to this by saying any delay in ballot deliveries isn't illegal. They did. They argue there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution which requires or mandates on-time delivery of ballots or any other type of mail. Add to that how the Trump campaign has been going to court in places like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, trying to block the counting of any mail and votes that arrive after Election Day, even though state law, I mentioned earlier in New Jersey as an example, allow for that. U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear those cases, although the Pennsylvania situation might actually be revisited. That's a close vote state and that the election hinges on Tuesday. Yeah, won't that be fun? By the way, Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself, saying she didn't have the proper time to study all the legal documents in those situations, and I doubt that went over well at the White House. Trump campaign sued to limit ballot drop boxes again in Pennsylvania. Top court in Texas upheld the governor's imposed limit of one drop box per county. Some of those counties in Texas are sizable. The Texas GOP wants to disqualify any votes made by someone driving up in their car to drop off the ballot into a box. You know, unless you physically get out of your vehicle, walk into a building, drop it in your box, get back in your car and drive away. Texas GOP says, that doesn't count. That's just a few of the hundreds of legal actions being taken by the Trump campaign and GOP organizations. So when you put the pieces together, can you see the picture now? Makes you wonder, will the post-election days wind up creating another Florida 2000 times, well, more than one? Well, speaking of Florida 2000, I remember this during that adventure. The Democrats tried to get military ballots sent from overseas disqualified if they arrived after Election Day. Remember watching the Bush lawyers explain how Florida law allowed for the military ballots to come in after Election Day, and the judge looked down at the Bush lawyers and said, "Now, Mr. Attorney, do you think that really is fair?" And I just remember the Bush lawyers' jaw dropping to the floor. But now the Trump campaign is trying to create a scenario which would do just that. They're also trying to create the scenario that they want you to believe that the coronavirus pandemic has ended. No, really, it was in a press release too. The Trump administration released a press release saying among the accomplishments of the first term, number one listed as far as science is concerned, that President Trump ended the coronavirus pandemic. Put the press release up at our website on the download page for you. You can see for yourself. Yeah, a spokesperson did say the press release was, quote, poorly worded. Well, I don't believe it's been reissued. It was deleted from the government website, however. I want to invite you to join our Facebook page, which you can do by clicking on the Facebook icon on our homepage at issuesandideasradio.com. Election night, we'll have a running commentary of everything that's happening, and maybe after Election Day, we'll still have to happen. We'll see how all that swings out. But when it comes time to decide who to vote for, you're confronted by the superficial versus substance. Spend time on the substance, on the plans, priorities, the goals of a candidate at every part of the ballot, instead of the foolish things that they say or others claim about them. You probably notice I haven't done anything about Hunter Biden here on Issues and Ideas, just as an example. Very little on our Facebook page. That's because, personally, I believe Joe Biden served up Hunter as a distraction. Well, you don't think so? Well, tell me when you heard Joe Biden give his long-promised answer about court packing, as an example. like I said, distraction. Now, has President Trump served the nation effectively? Has he addressed your concerns, your priorities successfully? Well, that's for you to decide, because I do not endorse candidates, and I believe anyone on a platform like this who does is arrogant and dismissive, insulting of you. They're claiming that they know more than you, they're smarter than you, so just shut up and vote who they tell you to vote for.